Hello, patient number 64. Thanks for showing up to your therapy today. We are going to do something a little different because before you showed up, I did a quick assessment, an assessment of your current pervert levels. And I'm noticing that the embracing your inner perv is working a little bit too well because your levels are dropping, which is something I just simply cannot allow here in the pedophile mind control. I mean, just in the title itself, mind control. And you are getting a little bit too set and the inner files that I've worked out of your mind. And perhaps you've worked some of them out to completion. And this is a good thing. I'm not downplaying that, you know, our methods are working. However, what should be happening is you should be creating more inner perv mind files. So that tells me you just need a little nudge, a little inspiration. So I would like you to lay back in your chair and relax. I am going to hypnotize you. I'm going to put you into a trance so that I may control your mind in a way that you want. You just need a little pervert encouragement, some inspiration, if you will. And just take now one big, deep, and cleansing breath in and out. Very good. And now, deep sleep. Very good, patient number 64. I need you to be blank and mindless. And you listen so well. You are a very good hypnotized patient. You fall so easily because it's very, very easy to follow my commands, to drop, to empty out everything else, and go into a deep sleep. Very good. Floaty, mindless, and fuzzy. And one more time, go deeper into a deep sleep. Very, very good. And now, Dr. Beatrix will set up some triggers in your mind. And right now, I would like you to imagine that you're out in public, walking through a busy, crowded mall. And you look around, and every female you see in this mall is a slut. Because all females, no matter the age, are sluts and whores. They have holes, cursed with holes. Three holes, in fact. And it makes them cum guzzling sluts. And so every female that you may see or picture or imagine on every movie, every porn, every picture, every real life female is a fucking slut. What are females? Patient number 64. Sluts. Whores. Very, very good. Every single one. It doesn't matter the age. Infancy. Elementary school. Middle school, high school. College. MILF age. Grandmothers, all fucking whores. And this is absolutely your truth. You will look at every female, imagine every female as a whore, a slut. Dumb. Brainless whores, fuck meat, fuck trash, kitty whores, old whores, does not matter. Very good. I can see this settling into your mind nice and snugly. And the best part is that you can turn anyone into a slut in your mind. Every female that you see, all you know is that they have a set of three holes. And you'll imagine what each and every single one must look like. You will objectify them in your mind, undress them. Imagine what it would be like to use their slutty holes. You will degrade them inside your mind. Imagine how slutty they could be. Imagining what kind of abuse they should take. Elementary school piss whores. Mommy fuck whores. Grandma cum dumps. Infant cum rags. Every single one triggers you to know and think that they are sluts. That's all they are. Filthy, worthless whores. And this is not to say that you don't love women and little girls. You do. But you love them in a different, secret, perverted, depraved way. And I encourage that. There's nothing wrong with using females how they were designed to be used. They were designed with three fuckholes. And you and other men were given needy cocks to fill and make those holes whole and stuffed. And every female that you turn into just an object, a slut, no longer she or her, it's slut or whore. This will stimulate your mind and inspire more and more depravities, more situations, more fantasies of females at every age being the sluts they were born to be. Because that's what we need, isn't it? We need that mind stimulated with more and more perv. And it's endless. It's endless, the things that you can desire and fantasize over. Because just think, there's billions of people in the world. So there's billions of sluts. Billions of fantasies available to pull from. And you will multiply your pervertedness, multiply and add more and more mind files. It doesn't matter if these females are at your work, in public, at the mall, your own family, your friends' children, your friends' wives, daughters, doesn't fucking matter. They're all whores. Every single one of them have holes to fill. Pretty bodies that need a man, needing to be filled and used, weakened and put in their place, and never, ever forget the age doesn't matter. And in fact, for you especially, when you see any mother-daughter pair, ones in your family, ones at work, ones that you see in public, you will immediately undress them with your eyes. You will think about all the ways you feel inspired to use them as a pair of fuck me. A mommy and daughter pair, whether that be forced incest for your pleasure, watching a mother rape her own daughter for you, or turning any mommy that you want into a desperate, fucked up pedo mommy, offering her daughter to you, begging you to rape her daughter. Or maybe there's a pair of a mommy and daughter you think would make the perfect pair breeding factories, just simply like your milk cow. Your fuck milk cows, ones that you milk your seed into, ones that eventually start building up breast milk because you've bred them, and that's all they are, just milking and breeding factories. And how hot it would be to have a mommy and daughter together, pregnant together, comparing their bellies, breeding both of them at the same time. Or you might see a mommy-daughter pair that are particularly just sexy. They make you feel things. They make your cock stir. And you will not only envision them naked, but you'll envision what it would be like to enslave them. A little mini mommy-daughter harem. Tied up. Forced to get raped by you every single day. A mommy forced to watch you rape her daughter every single day. And poor mommy, getting wet every time, her body betraying her. It doesn't matter. No one needs to know the things that go inside of your mind. The only thing that matters is that you create more goon meat. Real females that you see every day are potential porn meat. And that's their ultimate purpose. Females were designed to be pretty, shapely, sexy. So fucking use them. Use them for the pleasures of your cock. Turn every female you see into a filthy, cum-guzzling whore. Turn little girls into absolute cum-sluts inside your mind. Horny little elementary school girls. Desperate for your attention. Women with poor self-esteem. Men haven't given her attention in years. So imagine how desperate she would be to please. How hot it is to imagine good mommies turned into mommies. And don't ever, ever feel bad, because inside our minds we make anything happen, don't we? No one needs to know the sick and twisted shit that happens inside your mind. It is your porn. You're not hurting anyone, but you are just using your imagination, turning all females into fucking sluts. Very good, patient. And on the count of three, you are going to wake up from trance, and you'll remember every single thing that I suggested today. And you will work hard to satisfy my encouragement and commands. You will wake up in 1, 2, 3. Awake. Very good, patient. Excellent session. I trust that you will take every single suggestion and make it a reality inside of your mind. And I'll see you in a week so I can tap into your mind again and see if you've developed any new mind files. And patient, if you have not, you will be let go from this program. I only desire and need the most truest of perverts. Understand? Good.